Please prepare for initiation.
So scandalous.
Κατερίνα Νεοκλέους on 103.3 Young and Connected.
Youth Expo. Keeping the youth of today informed on Young and Connected Scandalous 103.3. That's right, you're listening to Scandalous. It's Tuesday evening, and tonight I'm excited to welcome Tina Christodias Spiro, otherwise known as the thyroid dietitian and writer of the book Tired of Feeling Tired. She's going to be on the line. We're going to be talking to her very, very soon. January is Thyroid Awareness Month, and we've got Tina on the phone all the way from our beloved Cyprus, where she is based, to talk to us about health issues that affect many of us in the Cypriot community, from hyperthyroidism, Hashimoto, as well as other autoimmune conditions. Tina, it's great to have you with us here on the show. Welcome to Scandalous.
Thank you so much for having me, Kat.
Hello. Oh, no, it's our pleasure. Yes, we can hear you very well. Can you hear us? You're all good. We're all set.
Yes, I can hear you great. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction and for the opportunity to talk about such an important topic.
Well, thank you. It's our pleasure. As I mentioned, it's Thyroid Awareness Month. What exactly does that entail and why is it important?
Basically, it's just a month dedicated to being aware for any kind of thyroid disease. Unfortunately, as with a lot of other autoimmune disorders, thyroid disease, including things like hypothyroidism, when the thyroid doesn't function enough, hyperthyroidism, when the thyroid is overfunctioning, these things are growing and they are becoming an epidemic. I mean, here in Cyprus alone, I could say that easily 7 out of 10 women that come to me have a thyroid issue. Mm. And a lot of these issues are underreported. So a lot of women don't even know that they could have a thyroid issue. They could present with symptoms like depression, like a feeling that they're going crazy, that their mood swings are just out of control. Mm. And a lot of the time, I will have to tell them, why don't you check your thyroid? And sure enough, they have issues and they have to be aware that they have a thyroid problem in order to deal with it accordingly.
Why did you decide to specialize in thyroid health specifically?
Well, I myself have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune disorder that attacks healthy thyroid tissue. I was actually diagnosed about 10 years ago. Although knowing what I know now, I probably had the problem from as early as 15 years old.
Yeah.
For me, even before I was diagnosed, I probably, you know, feeling tired all the time, kind of not being able to do things other people of my age were able to do at 20 years old, like needing naps and having headaches and all these kind of things. It was just normal for me. I never thought to myself, oh, well, maybe there's some issue going on with me. Mm. So when I was 30 years old and I finally discovered the issue, it kind of made sense. It kind of made a fit. And the biggest time when it really hit me was after I gave birth to my first child, and I was depressed. I was crying for no reason. I had issues like hair loss and not being able to move from the couch or my bed. To make a long story short, I went through a long time of not knowing where these symptoms were coming from. I had gone to the doctor, and unfortunately, the first doctor I approached on this, because I had gained weight without really changing my diet either. The first doctor I approached, he actually told me, you're a dietitian and you don't know how to lose weight.
Right.
So needless to say, I didn't get the right support during that time. My wonderful husband, he actually saved me during this time. And to make a long story short again, we had ended up in England. We saw an integrative doctor and he started telling me about how to eat and what supplements to take. And that, for me, was like my aha moment. I was like, okay, I practiced this stuff at Harvard, and I don't know how nutrition relates to thyroid disease.
Right.
And I started becoming a guinea pig for myself. And what I did was, after a while, I decided to do all the research and put it in a book and write my book. It's so rewarding working with people that have thyroid disease to see them coming into my office with tears and, you know, calling me even a few few weeks later and saying, Tina, you brought me back to life. Thank you so much. Putting that information out there for them really helps them. That's why I do what I do now.
Because it is such a common thing, it's easy to dismiss it and not realise the impact that it does have on everyday life and quality of life. And like in your case as well, it perhaps is a misconception that you will get these problems later in life. You were so young when you found out that you had it. Perhaps that's why it's so important to have an awareness of your thyroid and your body and to know what symptoms to look out for.
Exactly, exactly. One of the things I went through as a patient was that, you know, on the outside, I look completely normal, right? So a lot of people would say, oh, you're just complaining all the time. Oh, you're lazy. Oh, you know, just stop eating. That's why you're gaining weight. So a lot of not knowing that it's the autoimmune disorder that's doing all these things to you really makes you feel bad about yourself.
Definitely.
So the autoimmune disorder can actually make you have an inflamed brain.
Right.
And what that means is it could show up as depression, anxiety, panic attacks, not knowing, you know, feeling like you're going crazy. For me, a lot of the time, people would talk to me and I wouldn't even realize that they were talking to me. I was like underwater, per se. Yeah, I mean, it's very important to be aware of these symptoms and to be aware of all these symptoms, especially in women, because it's more common in women than men, can be signs of a faulty thyroid.
How can people get diagnosed officially if they think they have a thyroid problem? What's the best route that you would recommend?
Well, the best thing to do is to start with blood tests. Basically, what you would do is to test your TSH, which is your thyroid-stimulating hormone. This is the most common test, but be wary that even endocrinologists disagree on what the healthy range is for this number.
Right.
So, for example, the ideal and optimal range, according to functional medicine practitioners, is between 0.5 and 2. That's when people feel their best. But, for example, the range here in Cyprus is up to 4. So if your TSH is 4, you could actually have hypothyroidism and your doctor will say, you're fine, you can go home, but you're not. So that's the first one. The other two to check are free T4 and free T3. These are your storage form of thyroid, which are T4, and your active form of thyroid, which is T3. A lot of people have issues with transporting the T4 to the T3 to actually make your metabolism work. And this is where nutrition can step in and help a lot. And then you want to check your antibodies. You want to see if your body is actually under attack in that moment. And all these things are important to check. In addition to this, it's important to also get an ultrasound of the thyroid because a lot of the time the blood tests come back normal, but there's actually an issue with the thyroid, which can be better detected with an ultrasound.
Right, okay. So that's very good recommendations if you think you have a thyroid problem, a way to follow it through and get diagnosed. Tina, you are a dietitian, but what makes you different from, you know, your kind of normal registered dietitian? Because you look at things from quite a different perspective.
Yeah, I mean, what I realized was that, like, as a registered dietitian, we're taught to maintain a desperate disease state. An example that a lot of people can relate to, if you have diabetes, as a registered dietitian, you're basically taught to make sure that the medication's working, that their blood sugars don't exceed certain numbers, okay, so that you're maintaining status quo. All right. What I'm doing now is more towards functional nutrition, which means that I'm looking at the root cause of what is causing all your symptoms and addressing it with nutrition. So, for example, somebody's root cause with their thyroid problem may very well be in the gastrointestinal tract. And what that means is that you may have a leaky gut, which in effect means that stuff that's okay to exist inside the intestine escape into the bloodstream. And your immune system doesn't know what to do with it, it attacks it, and it triggers an autoimmune attack.
Mm.
So once we address the leaky gut and heal the gut, your thyroid starts to function better. So that could be one of the many root causes that can cause hypothyroidism and autoimmune disease.
Mm.
So yeah, I mean, this is the main difference, is that, you know, instead of just helping to maintain a disease state, we're actually looking at nutrition to use it as a therapy for that disease state.
And so nutrition can actually help reverse symptoms then of autoimmune conditions,
dealing with
it in this way by going to the source rather than just trying to cover up the symptoms.
Yeah, of course, because another root cause for having hypothyroidism are nutrient deficiencies. I mean, there's something in the States called the SAD diet. It's the standard American diet, okay? And it really is sad because it's overly processed, it's full of refined flour and refined sugar and very deficient in nutrients.
Mm.
So for a lot of people, you can have your root cause could actually be that you're deficient in a lot of these nutrients.
Right.
Common ones that I see in thyroid disease are deficient in vitamin D, which is your feel happy hormone.
Yeah.
You can associate it with being out in the sun because the sun actually hits your skin and creates vitamin D from that.
We don't get so much of that here in London, unfortunately.
Exactly. I mean, places where there's not so much sun are associated with higher levels of depression, which are correlated with low vitamin D levels.
Mm.
Okay. Another common one that people are deficient in that's extremely important for thyroid health is selenium. Selenium can actually help storage form of hormone go into the active form, T3 hormone, so the metabolism works better. It also helps with people's mood. So that's another
huge, really important one.
Factor. And just as important as putting these good nutrients into the body are taking away foods that will actually add to the inflammation associated with your autoimmune disease.
So one things of like gluten.
Exactly.
That's the biggest evil
of autoimmune disease. And a lot of people say, well, isn't gluten just, you know, gluten-free, just a fad? And I'll say, well, yes and no. Yes, it is, because the food industry will always take something that they can see that they can make a profit out of and try to make all those lovely processed gluten-free products. So, of course, I don't recommend those products. What I say by gluten-free is making sure to put real food into the diet besides having wheat in the diet. So, for example, having things like grass-fed or pasture-raised meats, wild-caught fish or seafood, plenty of organic fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. So going more towards a paleo-style diet causes an anti-inflammatory diet to work within the body to decrease inflammation and to decrease a lot of the symptoms that we do see with autoimmune disease and hypothyroidism.
Brilliant. Tina, you've written a book called Tired of Feeling Tired, which is a godsend for anyone who is struggling with their condition or, you know, just wants to know more about thyroid health and how they can improve their well-being. What else does the book cover?
The first chapter is actually about how to heal your gut, because Hippocrates, famous Greek doctor from thousands of years ago, actually said that all disease begins in the gut. And research today shows that, in fact, to be true. So the first armor, if you will, is to actually look at the intestines, see what's happening there, and try to heal the gut with nutrition. I also cover where gluten is found, how to start a gluten-free diet, what nutrients are important for thyroid health, how much of them to take, which supplements to take, what to look for in those supplements. I also cover the paleo diet and also the autoimmune paleo diet, and give some tips on how to kind of employ that into your everyday life so that you can start to see a reversal of symptoms and to see how you can start feeling better. So it just covers a range of topics in nutrition. It also covers adrenal health, which means your stress levels. Your stress levels and how you sleep can be vastly improved by better nutrition. So I also talk about that in my book.
Brilliant. You're also pretty active on social media. Got your Facebook page, The Thyroid Dietitian, and lots of your followers, they exchange different recipes and tips and their own experiences. It's a great network and support system in itself.
Yeah, the best form of learning is from each other. That's why I found it so amazing that I was given this opportunity to talk to you guys this evening, to tell people that they're not alone and can get your life back into your hands and your health back into your hands and be an advocate for yourself. So by gaining all this information, it doesn't make you a doctor, but it does make you a lot more knowledgeable so that when you do go to the doctor, you're able to ask for a few of these things that we've talked about here tonight, and you're able to have confidence in what you're saying and to be an advocate for yourself. Because at the end of the day, only you know your body and you know what you're going through. And you really need to fight to find a healthcare practitioner that's going to be understanding and compassionate and empathetic with what you're going through in order to help you. So yeah, that's why I'm doing all of this. I really want to build a global community if possible, and especially within the Cypriot community and the English Cypriot community.
I mean, it's so common, isn't it?
We see so many people suffering, and it's needless. We don't need to be suffering. There's things we can do to make ourselves feel better. That's why I'm doing all of this, and I hope that the community will continue to grow and we can all benefit from it.
I just want to mention also that you run a weekly live session on your Facebook group where the followers of the page can ask questions specifically to their own experience. And that's on Wednesdays, is that right?
Yes, that's on Wednesdays at 8:30 Cypress Time, so it's 6:30 in England. I just answer questions. I'm just kind of sitting there talking to myself for a bit until people start asking questions. I'm actually doing a live tomorrow. I'm talking about if you're struggling with weight loss, what could the probable root causes of that be? Mm. Yeah, anybody out there wants to tune in, you can just join the group Thyroid and General Autoimmune Nutrition, and I'll be there to answer all your questions.
Tina, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show, and thank you for all your tips and recommendations. It's going to be hugely helpful to all our listeners.
Thank you, Kat, and thank you very much for taking the time to talking to me and for approaching such an important topic. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you. So that was Tina there, the thyroid dietitian. If you want to find more information, you can head over to the Facebook or Instagram page, The Thyroid Dietitian, and there's also the website, thethyroiddietitian.com.
Please prepare for initiation. So, so, so scandalous.
You know you wanna sing with us.
Katerina Neokleus on 103.3, Young and Connected.
Straight talk, sexy pain.
This is your Greek music station, LGR, playlisting the biggest artists and the best music across the UK on FM in London and on DAB.